cold March morning in Takashima Fishing Village, and everything is blanketed in a fresh, thick layer of snow. It's a little after 10 a.m., a time when most people are just settling into the workday. But fishermen have already returned to unload the morning's catch. Every morning for the last 2 months, fishermen have been on the water by sunrise, gill netting for herring. They catch 2 or 3 tons on a good day, and 7 or 8 tons on a really good day. The floor in Hiroyuki Narita's waterfront workshop glitters with silver scales. A television in the background plays game shows as he and his wife Satoko sit on plastic buckets, weighing and packing the herring by the dozen in styrofoam boxes. It's a family operation. In the workshop next door, his brother and sister-in-law clean and fold the nets for tomorrow. Narita says the work never stops.
We are very serious, so we work every day. We take a break on New Year's Day, but other than that, you know, once we're done with the herring fishing, the new fishing starts right after herring season. So there's always something to catch and work every day.
Just like fishing families in Alaska, the Naritas have diversified their catch. But he says lately, herring makes up a bigger share of their work.
We have a variety of stuff to harvest here. We used to harvest seaweed and sea cucumbers, but nowadays, the herring is increasing thanks to the Japanese technology.
The technology he's talking about is the Japanese herring hatchery program. Since the 1990s, they've been releasing millions of hatchery-raised herring fry into the ocean every year. He thinks it's changing the landscape for herring. But that wasn't the case 15 years ago when herring anthropologist Dr. Shingo Hamada was doing his research here. He says then, fishermen were still skeptical of the hatchery, calling the herring spoiled.
They don't have to, you know, find food by themselves. They're being fed. Then they release to the ocean. And a lot of fishermen said, you know, they don't think, you know, those juvenile hatchery herring survive in the wild.
But now opinions are changing. Nearly 30 years after the program was established by the Japanese government, the herring population in northern Japan has rebounded. And herring are big, much bigger than Sitka herring, which in recent years have been considered marketable at around 120 grams.
About how much would one of these weigh? About how much would one like that weigh?
500 grams.
Yeah. Wow, that's probably 4 times the size of this typical Sitka herring.
To support the hatchery operations, fishermen reinvest 2% of their sales into the program, and the fisheries recovery is boosting the local economy.
So before, you know, herring resources, herring fishery recovered, you know, during the winter time, a lot of the fishermen needed to find another job, like just some seasonal work in a construction site. But now, because of the return of herring for the spawning season, you know, they don't have to get another job. You know, they can focus on the herring fishery.
It's a striking change from the last 50 years. Japan's fisheries are catching up with North America, exceeding Canada's catch of Pacific herring for the first time in decades in 2020 and 2021. And by the way, Russia actually catches more than anyone, but more on that later. Ikuo Wada leads the Ishikari Fishing Co-op in nearby Ishikari Bay, one of 15 locally operated co-ops that manages the herring hatchery operation. In 2023, Wada says 20,000 tons of Pacific herring were caught in Japan, a 21st century record, and double Sitka's catch that year. He says they're starting to see it outpace imported herring from North America, at the local level at least.
If we go to a general grocery store around here, in the past when we saw the Kazunoko, it was a product of Canada or Alaska. But nowadays, you know, we see the domestic product Hokkaido Kazunoko more and more. So I think things are changing a bit.
But the fishery can't grow indefinitely. Japan's fishing fleet is aging and shrinking. Fewer people are seeking out fishing jobs since it's tough, messy work.
Unless we come up with a more efficient way of harvesting herring than gillnet fishing, which requires lots of manual labor, the population of herring fishing itself will be forced to shrink in the near future.
Back at Takashima Fishing Village, the herring is packed up and driven down the street to be auctioned off the following morning to buyers eager to distribute herring to a regional market they hope is reacquiring a taste for Hokkaido herring. Reporting for KCAW from Japan, I'm Catherine Rose.